Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. 23 after the hour, that's Venus. Shocking Blue bringing us back with Venus. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. I'm responsible for the chaos around here. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. We're having a great visit with a new friend, but not for long. Olivia Friedman, I got a feeling, is going to become an old friend of ours over the years. She's got a lot to teach us. She's the Chief Information Officer at the Institute for Higher Global Studies, Navy veteran, and a great technology expert. We've been talking about the ethics and the benefits and the potential challenges of digital ethics, of digital tools today, and how they, Olivia, how they at once give us a great benefit, like killing a disease or detecting people who might be infecting others, but also the ethics of that penetrating our space. I'm a little troubled by the technology that's helping people keep up with where I've been and who I've been talking to. If I test positive, what do they call it? The tracers. I got a little problem with the tracer thing. What do you think?
Well, I think that's a really great question. What we're really talking about, of course, Jim, is civil liberties, right?
That's right.
I think what we're trying to do, Jim, is we're trying to find just the right balance. Some people feel very strongly about the tracking. You know, my privacy is being invaded. And then you have a different school of thought, Jim, that says, you know what, I don't care what you have to do. I don't have anything to hide. Track me. So you can keep me as safe as possible so you can find out possibly the source if I become infected. So there's definitely an information security crisis that's happening right now.
Well, one thing I'd like to encourage everybody to be, it's, I don't blame you for being afraid of COVID-19, but I would like for you to have the same, at least the exact same amount of fear of the government. I would, as long as you have both of those in your mind and they're balanced, that's what I think, Olivia. What do you think?
I totally agree that, you know, those two school of thoughts, again, Jim, I think what we're trying to do is strike that balance. But
that's right.
Most definitely, we think about it every day. I mean, Voice of America just put out an article, I think it was in March of this year, and they talked about how us as Americans are making, you know, unprecedented civil liberty concessions to battle coronavirus.
We did that when we closed up our businesses. We agreed to be locked down. That's what, just like the governors. The governors don't have the constitutional power to shut us down. We allowed them to do that. We didn't have to do that. But I want to shift horses a little bit, and ask you your thoughts on this concept that I've been promoting for really 3 or 4 years now. And that's the fact that America is already in the middle of World War III, which is a cyber war. The ordnance is ones and zeros, maybe some quibbits in there somewhere. We're in the middle of a cyber war with China, with Iran, with Russia, with North Korea. Who knows? Maybe even an ally or two. And we're not winning, I think. What do you think?
Well, I feel very strongly about that, Jim, and I'm personally very glad that you asked that question. I'm a bit old school and a bit of the new to keep up, right, as CIO of the year 2020. But I totally agree. I believe personally, Jim, that we're under attack right now. And I know a lot of my colleagues are going to go, oh, I can't believe you said that on the air. But I'm being honest with the people.
Yes.
People want the truth.
Well, the evidence, you're not out on a limb. The evidence is clear. We have evidence, don't we?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And, Nick Carter, the chief of defense of the UK, he's one of the first people that publicly stated that there's a chance of this third war, you know, world war, and that it's going to be cyber. And he mentioned Russia, China, and Iran, that they might initiate this World War III.
Yep.
And that was back in, I think, about 2015.
Well, and the rattling the sabers in the Pacific Rim – is just a distraction. It's a herring, a red herring that they're dragging across. While they're getting our attention with the saber rattling, they're posting fake Facebook accounts to divide us over here. They're doing that. We know they're doing that right now. Facebook and Twitter took those accounts, a bunch of those accounts down. We can't be naive about this. And I'm concerned that Washington is not on top of this. Are you worried about that?
I am a little bit worried about it, because I remember when I was going through cyber, and you know, our government is the greatest government in the world, in the United States. We all know that. The world knows that. But at the same time, I was on one of those red teams where I wanted to get a little bit more aggressive. And we have our rules, and I even went as far, Jim, as wanting to teach our younger children how to hack and do things to defend our
God help us, Olivia. Hey, Olivia, I need your website, and I need you to tell us quickly about the Institute for Higher Global Studies. Quickly.
It's truesuccesscoaching.com. And the Institute of Higher Global Studies, we are a technology company that is intended to help small businesses and nonprofits in the areas where they cannot afford technology services.
All right. Well, and say the website again quickly, please.
The Institute of Higher Global Studies. So that's United.
But your website, give us the website again that you just gave us.
United Nations AL is in Alabama.org.
There you go. Hey, Olivia, thanks for being here. Will you come back soon?
I sure will.
We love having you on the show. Olivia Friedman, ladies and gentlemen. She'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.